Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
My. As every time I say, we're truly blessed to come before you. This is Wonderful Wednesday. Some people call Hump Day. This is Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. We're the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle schools in the southeastern part of the United States. We're excited because we're going to bring you an interactive show talking about sports. We're going to focus on the historical black colleges and universities along with our high school and our middle school setting. And then we're going to punch in a coach's corner where we're going to talk about the Power of Five, the national championship, and the many things that have occurred since we was last on the show. I'm going to say to you to start it off, Happy New Year to you, because we hadn't had a chance to broadcast on Talking Sports Plus primetime in the new year. So we're really excited about having this option. We want you to be a part of the show by calling, and the call-in number is 347-857-4192. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location, and then you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith as we talk about historical black colleges in New York. And give a shout-out to, truly, I would say, a good friend of mine. We have Marquise Laquan Stewart of Omega Sci-Fi Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, brother, for joining us and being a part. We also have a group of individuals in the industry called the Heroic _ Industry, and they have several paraphernalia and several items in their merchandise that they have available. So check them out. That's Heroic _ Industry. We have New York, and I'm going to say B-O-R-I-B, New York. Say it like a Borea. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll give you a holler. Member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. It's just exciting. As I talk about this, we want you to talk about our title tonight. We are champions. So we're excited about the many champions being crowned throughout high school, middle school, and particularly the championship was played on Monday night. We crowned a back-to-back national championship of football, the University of Georgia. And we're going to have some thought process in regards to that. Now, you can also check us out on the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/DRL DeAlberto Smith, as well as you can catch us on Twitter. We're excited about giving you the ability to tweet the show. That's at the Smithway Production, at WBSW_internet_talk_radio, at Tremaine Edward, number 7, at Coach_L_Smith, and the coach is with a K, at Elliot Farrell with the number 1, along with at Talking Sports Plus with the number 1. On Instagram, we're very excited to be broadcasting again with two devices. We want to give a shout out to those individuals that's joining us on President Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, along with our partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, and their handle is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And we are also excited to come in from time to time, Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, 1-5. So we're truly, it is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number 1. We're broadcasting to the social media sites, And we're excited about having that opportunity to do that. We also, you can also catch us on-demand episodes. You truly, truly can go to, and I'm happy about that, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Tumblr, YouTube, television. You have several opportunities to go back and check out. So let me give a shout out to Willie and Patricia Townsend that's joining us. Also, the Hottie Go joining us. Let me give a shout out to those individuals as well. Thank you. Each and every one of y'all joining us, I'm going to make sure I touch base with you. Also, we're excited because we're able to be heard and listened to and watched in 33 countries. We're really excited. That's the excitement about being able to broadcast through our radio station out of New York, New York, which is Blog Talk Radio. So if you want to search and have people interested in searching, you say, just tell them to go to WBSW Radio, Blog Talk Radio. And when you type it in, it'll go directly to We're the Voice of a Smith Way Production. And that is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We're also truly, truly have a point where we just go ecstatic about our giveaways. WBSW Radio giveaways. And if you want to register for the giveaways, you can send your name along with a means of transaction, Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle to Lorenza D. Smith 15@gmail.com. And on last Friday, we decided to give away our major trip. One of our major trips, which was a conclusion of our holiday season. We took it into the first week. And the winner, whose name was pulled from the raffle based on sending their name, Cash App, a PayPal, a Venmo, a Zelle, was Miss Peggy Grant. She's the winner of the WBSW Radio Giveaway, a 6-day, 5-night hotel stay in Cancun, Mexico. That was our last giveaway as of last week. And we have many more coming in. We ask for you to register so you can send your name along with a Cash App so we can bless you. We're going to send a love offering to you to whatever means of transaction you have. We want to give back. And that's because of the sponsors we have. We want to give a shout out truly for our sponsors. That's TriStat LLC, a consulting firm out of Selma and Montgomery. They have locations in both places. And the owner and operator is Mr. William Scott. We give a shout out to Mr. Scott for playing a part and sponsoring what we're doing. Also, LNA Lawn Service out of South Central Alabama. That's Mr. Tony Stallworth is another supporter. And the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter out of Greenville, Alabama, also make serious commitments to give back to the public, along with WBSW Radio, the internet station, where number one, team and staff members are willing to give back as well. So we're really excited about having this chance to come before you. Before we really get started, I know some people kind of, let's get it pumped up. Let's talk about some sports. We want to give a shout out to the Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Lambda Delta Zeta Chapter, which is celebrating the founders, partnered with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma on Monday, January the 16th at 5 o'clock p.m. in the Event Center, 562 West Commerce Street, Greenville, Alabama. The cause for Zetas is 25. And the cost for the Brothers is 15. The attire is blue and white casual. And you can send your cash, your check, the money order, to the through PayPal or through Cash App. And the Cash App is $GBILLE Zetas, Z-E-T-A-S, and also paypal.me/z5bgbill. We also want to give a shout out to, again, the community service and giving back of those brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. On tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 in Montgomery, those brothers in that chapter is going to buy breakfast for everybody who can get there in between the hours of 6 to 9 at Greg Breakfast Bar. And that's something our committee got together and wanted to make sure we can still give back during this time of celebration. So if you're able to make it and get your breakfast from the bar, it's a breakfast bar, won't cost you anything. The Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama, is doing it here in Montgomery, Alabama. And this location is 348 Norman Bridge Road in Montgomery, Alabama, 36105. That's Greg's Breakfast Bar. Free breakfast for everybody who gets in there between 6 and 9. We're just want to continue to give back. We're giving back to the community. We're expanding not only just in Greenville, Alabama, but also in Montgomery, Monroe County, Crenshaw County, Covington County, all the way over to Tuscaloosa County, and give back to the community. So we give a shout out to those brothers for doing this and making sure it happened. Let me take this opportunity also to give a shout out to the Divine Nine. We'll give a shout out to Brothers of Omega Psi Phi. Founders Day was in November. We want to give a shout out to you. During that time, I can see Marquise is on here, and there's others, as well as I have a cousin, first cousin. He's a member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. His name is John Smith out of the great state of Louisiana. He, matter of fact, he texted me today. Well, he called me on Founders Day and wanted to give a shout. On January the 5th, you had the Brothers of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated at their Founders Day. Give a shout out to the many friends I have that are members of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, but particularly my cousin is Eric Seals. We want to give a shout out to you as well. Then we want to make sure we give a shout out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, but I'm going to do that in a minute because our team is made of brothers that volunteer their time. But on January the 9th, it's that celebration that we had that the other day, but we're still celebrating because we're going to run blue and white always through the 16th. But we give a shout out to J13, the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, and we have a team member that's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. That's Dr. Olivia E. Smith, along with J15, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, and we have a team member, and that's Coach Lauren B. Smith. Then J16, we want to give a shout out to a team member out of the great state of South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina. She's also a first-time author. She's written a book recently. You can go to Amazon, White Privilege and Systemic Prejudice in the Little Red Schoolhouse. You can go to Amazon and you can purchase the book, and that's Sarah Scarlett H. Black. So we want to give a shout out to those, but let me do it for my brothers because my brothers make sure they are a major part of what we're doing here. On our sports show particularly, they call in from time to time. We'll give a shout out to the vice president of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. That's Brother Anthony Touchdown Stallworth. Give a shout out to Coach Stallworth. Then we want to give a shout out to Brother Coach Marvin Lala Smith joining us as a co-host from time to time. Then we have That's the doctor of the E-train. You can hear him on the big D 94.1, the big KD, from 2 to 6, Monday through Friday. And you can catch his train traveling all over the state of Alabama. None other than Brother Darryl E-Train Elliott of the Big KD 94.1 and many other stations. You can check them on from the time 2 to 6. So those are the brothers we want to make sure we shout out. And that's J9 for the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. I guess we got to give a shout out. I'll shout myself out. Being the president of this Sigma chapter, which is Zeta Phi Sigma chapter, I want to thank everybody. Dr. Lawrence D. Smith, the president of that chapter. So it's exciting to be able to come before you. So let's get down to business, you know, because we want to talk some sport. I know you joined me to talk some sport. I'm not giving away any prizes tonight, but we will be coming back in 2 weeks and giving away prizes to you. But make sure you're registered. You can type it in, type your name along with a means of transaction in the comment part of Facebook and Instagram, and I'll make sure I write it down and put it in the barrel to wrap it all. We'll give a shout out to Doc Woods 02. Thank you. A member, and I'm looking, and I'm going to say Doc, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I'm looking, I see some blue and white there. So if I'm right, if I'm not, you can always correct me. Thank you so much. Let's get started with We Are Champions. Some people say, why would you pick that? Because if you work hard and accomplish all the tasks and you're the last person standing, last team standing, you are a champion. However, everyone else are champions for competing hard. We can always focus on participation, but there's only going to be one champion in each division. And for 2023, college football playoff champion, NCAA, back-to-back, the University of Georgia, out of Athens, Georgia, we're going to say go Dawgs, because they accomplished something that hadn't been accomplished since 2012. And there's only three or four teams that have been able to accomplish back-to-back championship. So when we say we are champions, our program is focusing on those dogs, being one of those individual teams that accomplish a task that many others fell short on. So you have to truly think about, wow, that's quite an accomplishment. But you know what? God blessed us to be able to accomplish those tasks. So we always try to make sure we give that hand clap to let them know that we you can clap too. And then if you're a member of there, a graduate of the University of Georgia, my wife making sure she's Miss Bush EDS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. She has Go Dog, woof, woof, woof. So she's excited back to back. So we congratulate you, Ms. Riosha, and all the Georgia Bulldog fans. It's kind of challenging sometimes. It's all about being able to win it all, and that's what it's all about. Let's move forward with our format. We want to focus on historical black colleges and universities. It's important that we look at them because that is basically where we are. We are focusing on the historical black colleges and universities. Yes, high school and middle school. But our focus is to look at what went on as a spotlight in the historical black colleges and universities. We're going to start with a discussion of Coach Primetime, Coach Deion Primetime Sanders. He's He has left the Jackson State University, now at the University of Colorado. We just wanted to see what impact that'll have on the SWAC or even on historical black colleges. A lot of people, we were sort of like a hate mission. I know some of us, because of the success that Coach Prime was having at Jackson State. Not only did he have success at Jackson State, he put a lot of our teams in the historical black college, and not all of them, in the limelight that we were so needing. We truly needed to be in the limelight. And see, God blessed us unfortunately with the pandemic. The pandemic also helped the historical black colleges and universities to really excel to a level that they could be successful. When I talk about successful, I talk about being able to have being broadcast on ESPN, on ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News. And there's another show came out, and I was so sports go, and it was broadcasting historical black colleges and university games. And that's when you have a magnet there that was drawing people to come and see those individuals that made up the historical black colleges and university conferences. We have to not be haters. We have to now, since it already laid the work, the foundation has been laid. What we now have to do is take it and run with it. We have to take it and move forward. So the impact will be with the departure of prime time is that, are we willing to take the torch and keep the torch burning? See, can we negotiate where we normally get one or two, or maybe five or six games, and some of them was playback or recording. Can we be live? Is the market available for the historical black colleges and universities to have a outcome that could match the last 2 years? Know some people probably was glad to see him going, and some say didn't like this the way he was, but that was his confidence. And some of us took and saw that was an opportunity for us to build ourselves too as well. Everybody took advantage of it. Now, what can we do when that magnet is no longer here? Do we want to increase our visual state to make sure that we're not overlooked when it comes time to have players available for the draft? Or be able to move to the next level. That was one of the things that the historical black colleges benefit with all of the coaches working as a team with prime time to make sure we have those exposure camps for our young men so we can see them. Because in 2020, I don't think we had not one player even drafted. I think we may have, it didn't have many signed. But in 2021, it's increased more, 2022 even more, and 2023, it will do as well. So the impact was there. Notoriety was there. But his departure to the FBS level, which is University of Colorado, is well accepted. They're still treating him like the darling of the media. Some say why. It's because he brings that confidence. He brings that excitement. He keeps you on the pretty much on the on the end of your chair, want to see what's gonna happen next, what's gonna be said next. So we want to give a shout out and say congratulations to Prime Time, Coach Prime Time Sanders, for giving an opportunity to coach at the FBS level after being at Jackson State University. Too many times we get an opportunity to be head coach. We'll be able to move forward and be assistant. But to be head coach of a FBS, a Power Five school, which is the University of Colorado. So the impact of his departure is going to be a challenge where we got to carry the torch, but we have to be thankful for what we experienced. It's been quite exciting. The city of Jackson benefited, Jackson, Mississippi. You're talking about averaging 40,000 to 45,000 individuals in that stadium for every one of their home games. And this is what we're looking at. We're looking at an opportunity to see growth and see things happen in a positive way. So we truly want you to just kind of see it that way. Everybody have their opinion. I have people say positive things. I have people say negative things. Some people glad to see Coach Prime leave. But I don't think Jackson State and the fans, the alumnus of Jackson State would like to see him leave, because the program became relevant again. Became relevant. The MEAC became relevant on the FCS level. So let's look at it in a positive way, that sometimes it's only once in a lifetime. You can have somebody that bring the energy like that. And it might be twice, but it's not too many times we'll experience someone coming in and pulling everybody up instead of trying to pull people down. If something positive, we want to look forward to. We want you to be a part of this call by a part of this show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of the cell, actually a location, then you can chat with Dr. Logan. And hopefully we get our team of individuals to join us. We need one or two of us. We'll see one or two of them to join us, and we'll talk sports. We'll talk some sports. Let's move forward and look at the historical Black college power, final power ranking. And it's important that we take time to kind of look at it. Now, you know, if you go back, since we did have a show in December, you had the Celebration Bowl deciding, some people said, the Black college national champion. And it was played in Atlanta, over there in Georgia State University Stadium, the old Turner Field. And the game was nick and tough, came to the end, and North Carolina Central was able to win the ball game and become the Celebration Bowl champion, ended the season with a 10-2 record. That also crowned them as the number one power ranking team in the historical Black colleges and universities. So we give a shout out to those Eagles of North Carolina Central, one of our co-hosts, which is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, who actually pledged back then in that Sarah Scarlet Ace Black at North Carolina Central. It's a graduate of North Carolina and North Carolina Central University. So congratulations, Eagles. Congratulations, Sarah Black. And keep the work grind going on. Let's jump. And the number one, I'm sorry, that's the number one team. The number two team is Jackson State University with a 12-1 record. The only loss came at the hand of North Carolina Central. Number three team, Florida A&M. They're 9-1. Their only loss came to Jackson State in the beginning of the season. The number three team is North Carolina A&T with a 7-4 record. We're talking about the power rankings. Number five team is Southern University, who captured the Bayou Classic trophy down in New Orleans at Mercedes Stadium by beating Grambling into the season at 7-4. Number 16, Alabama State University, who was a two last series, last plays from having a 8-3 record, with a first year ever head coach, not at just the college level, but at any level. But they end up 6-5. But we give a shout out to Alabama State University, for granted. That means if we continue to work, there are going to be some big things that come on in the future. The East would not say it will be easy since that Jackson State staff and a lot of the players have left, and Coach Taylor's over there now that is recruiting crazily. So you still got to come out and play, and you got to keep your players in place as well. The number 17, Howard University. They're behind Alabama State with a 6-5 record. Alabama State beat them in that first game of the MEAC and SWAC Challenge University Stadium. The 8th place team, Prairie View A&M. I want you to keep in mind, they played tough, and their record was 6-5. They was leading the conference over on the East at one time, but had a tough couple of tough losses. So Prairie View end up in the 8th spot. 9th spot is Texas Southern. This is a power ranking. They're 5-6. The 10th spot you have Alcorn State University at 5-11. And in the 11th spot, a team from the state of Alabama. We give a shout out to those Bulldogs of Alabama A&M University, landed in the 11th spot. And there are many of them. They went down to probably 15. But those 11 I really, truly, truly want to share with you so you can see how their final rankings were. This is a power ranking based on their performance. So we give a shout out for North Carolina Central 2022 Celebration Bowl champion. Shout out to Jackson State for finishing second. Shout out to FAMU for finishing third. Shout out to North Carolina A&T in this fourth. Southern fifth. Alabama State University sixth. Howard University seven. Prairie View A&M eight. Texas Southern nine. Alcorn State University is 10. Then you have Alabama A&M is number 11. So we give a shout out to all of those schools and alumni and the staff, administration. Congratulations on completing 2022. It's time to get ready for 2023. And most of the schedule is going to be coming out very soon. Let's give a shout out to our Historical Black Colleges basketball preseason ranking. And we're going to run off probably about 10 teams, and there are more, and it'll change from week to week every 2 weeks. Ranked number one in the power ranking, the preseason ranking, is Southern at 10-7, 4-0 in the conference. They're in the SWAC. Norfolk State, 10-4, and they're in the MEAC, and they're undefeated. Texas Southern, they're 5-8, but they only have one loss, 3-1. North Carolina A&T is 8-9. That's the fourth place team. And their record is 2-1. Have Howard University coming in there. Their overall record is 6-6, but they're competitive. They're in their conference. They're part of the MEAC. And they are in the top. There's a fight log down for the top up there with one loss. North Carolina Central, winner of football celebration bowls 2022, also in the rankings with the basketball at 6-9. South Carolina State, 7-10. Texas Southern University, this is Tennessee State University. I already said Texas Southern, TSU, Tennessee State University, 6-8. Morgan State University, 6-7. And Alcorn State University. These are the power rankings of both conferences, the SWAC and the MEAC, 4-7. So we'll look at, and we'll update it every 2 weeks, and then until we get to the final where we have a champion of either the MEAC or either the SWAC. So congratulations to each one of those teams and made the truly power ranking, the preseason ranking as well. We want you to be a part. You can call in, type in your comments. If you're on Facebook, Instagram, and on Facebook, we have facebook.com/drldiabertosmith. On two Instagram sites, we have Jacob Light Sigma Greenwood with the number 10. I want to give a shout out to C Worlow joining us. Thank you so much. I'm going to give you a wave. We also want to give a shout out to all the watchers and listeners on the president, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. We give a shout out then on all the individuals that's on Blog Talk Radio, which is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Join us. Thank you so much for taking time. So it's just truly exciting to be able to share this information with you. Let's look at what was so important when we got to this time of basketball. And what we want to look at is what's coming up on the 16th. You have the Builder Classic. And I want to make sure I'm getting that right. It's down in Mobile. It's the first time this classic has been played down there in Mobile. So it's exciting for those individuals in Mobile, Alabama. They're really excited because they got an opportunity to get a chance to have basketball at the highest level, including their high schools. They're including their high schools in there to make sure it's the Bridge Builder Classic in Mobile, Alabama, at the USA Mitchell Center. This is between the Magic City Classic on the hardwood, which was played up in Birmingham, but it's been moved down to Mobile in the truly Bridge Builder Classic between Alabama A&M University and Alabama State University. It'll be competing down in Mobile on Dr. Martin Luther King Birthday Celebration Day. And it will be in Mobile. They have some high school teams. You have Blunt and Viger. They're going to be competing. So you're going to have a big festival. It's a classic to a sense. So check them out if you can, if you're in Mobile, especially over at the U.S. Mitchell Center, which is University of South Alabama, Mitchell Center, which is a basketball complex. The game starts, and if I remember looking, the game starts right at about 6 o'clock, and you can be there or be square. Put your meats in the seat. Go enjoy an awesome game between Alabama State University and Alabama A&M University. This is college basketball at its best all day because you have Alabama State University women versus Alabama A&M women. You know, they're going to play back-to-back starting at 1. Then they're going to push forth with the next game. Then at night you have the high school. You got Blunt High School, Leopards taking on McIntosh High School Blue Devils, followed by LaFleur Rattlers taking on Baker High School that night. So it's a four-day classic. They have entertainment. They have a lot of things on. This is a classic. So check them out down in Mobile, Alabama, for what we at one time called the Magic City Classic on the hardwood. It's taken down to Mobile, the Bridge Builder Classic in Mobile, Alabama, between Alabama State University and Alabama A&M. Check them out on Monday, January the 16th. Let's move forth and look at the championship game. I want your thoughts. Type in what you thought about the championship game. Championship game between the University of Georgia, Texas Christian University. What was your thoughts? It's sad that a lot of individuals were saying that this was going to be a mismatch, which it turned out to be more than a mismatch. It was like taking someone to the woodshed and just not letting up on them, or putting them in a phone booth and not letting them get out. And that's what Georgia did to TCU. You know, after the score was at 28-7, honestly, I'm being personally, I lost contact because the game really was over there. I love to watch football, regardless of who it is. See, I'm still congratulating and saying congratulations because I did just start the show to the University of Georgia back-to-back. But it was one that TCU looked like the lights were too bright. And the final score was 65-7. Go Dawgs. Congratulations on winning the national championship back to back. So we truly want to congratulate them. And the next topic is about whether or not, with that win, making Georgia the back-to-back champion, have they taken the reins as the top college football program in this country? I would say yes, because I believe they're not going to let up. It's going to be competitive. I do think it will be competitive between them and Alabama again in 2023. As you know, the playoff will continue with the 14 format, but in 2024, you will have a 12-team format. The question a lot of people are truly asking is it still going to be the same? You're going to still have these teams that play at the high level that's going to be getting more players into the conversation. So truly, is this a benefit for most of the teams is because you're going to 12 teams? We ask that question. You're going to 12 teams, this is going to make a difference in 2024. You're still going to have the likes of the Alabama, when this span come into play, the Alabamas, you're going to have the likes of the Georgias, you're going to have the likes of the LSUs, you're going to have the likes of the Ohio State, the Michigan. You're going to have those teams continue to get in. And you go those teams like the TCU's and last year you had I remember with the Cincinnati, you know, it's a tough hill to climb. So the 12 team will give everybody more opportunity. However, we still got to remember the cream is going to stay at the top. Blue blood program still going to be at the top, and you still will have to get used to get to. To see either the Georgia, the Ohio State, the Michigan, the Alabama winning a championship. They have outstanding recruiting class and they have outstanding coaching. And we have to accept and understand that exactly that's what's going on. So Georgia is now vaulted to the top. They're at the top. See, last year after they won, it was everybody wasn't sure I didn't come back. They still was nudging with Alabama. Now they're ahead. So we'll see how that play out. I don't really personally think it will be a three-peat. It's going to be hard really to do. So we'll look forward to seeing that and see what's going on. Let's talk a little about the winners and the losers of the early signing period for the NCAA football. There are several situations where the winners and losers in the early signing period. The winners, again, University of Alabama, they're number one. I'll pace everybody. Had 29 recruits to sign, 26 of them ranked four-star. Georgia's entrance as number two. Oregon is number three, and they were the winner because they had they flipped a lot of players to come to Oregon. Then Auburn, they improved their recruiting momentum by having a couple players to recruit and come their way. So Auburn is slowly, slowly working. Now, you got to remember, on February 1st, you're going to have the official signing day of recruits for 2023. So this was an early signing period. A lot of these have already enrolled in school, had an opportunity to practice with the team. The team was planning a bowl. And at one time, they was passing that they could have played in the game and not affect eligibility if they was on campus. So the son of them was on campus as soon as they could. They was there. So they was able to push for – give a shout-out to my frat brother, George M. Scott, Jr. Thank you, brother, for checking us out. Then we have Sam Walker. He's joining as well. Thank you for taking time to be a part of it. Now – the next team that considered a winner during the early signing, Texas. See, Texas was able to gain more recruiting momentum as well. They was able to move forward. They picked up some signings. They signed the number one player in the country, Archie Manning. and called him Arch Manning. And he was back in the country, number one player in the country. Then Notre Dame was on the line tinkering with winner or loser. They lost some, and they didn't gain as much back. So we're going to put loser within Notre Dame in one of those schools in the early time period, lost some momentum. We had Oklahoma. They lost several players that took and went to Texas or went to other schools. USC, which the young man out there is really a recruiter, a serious recruiter who's at Oklahoma. However, you know, he lost a little momentum. So those are the schools that are considered to be winners and losers of the NCAA NCAA football early signing period. Next one we want to focus on in our coach's corner is truly what was the final CFP, but I went along with ESPN. That's an AP. Georgia ended the season ranked number one again. They won the championship. Ranked number two was TCU because TCU made it to the championship. Their odds was 200-1 to make it, and they made it. That outcome might not be what they wanted it to be, but it was. Now, let me go back to Georgia. Georgia is the first team in a while to go 15-0. And in between, in these 2 years, they have only lost one game. So that's 29-1, two national championships back-to-back. TCU was 13-2. Michigan, 13-1. Ohio State, 11-2. Alabama, which is ranked 5th, 11-2. This is the final football ranking for 2022-23. Tennessee, 11-2. Penn State, 11-2. Washington, 11-2. 22-2. Utah, 10-4. Those are the rankings that I had up to 9-10. So those are the find out other rankings. You can take time to look at it and see. So we congratulate each one of those schools for finishing in the top 10. The final rankings for 2022-2023 academic year. But next year will be 2023-2024 season. So let's get ready for that. Move forth, and we're going to look at a little high school. We want to focus on some rankings of, among the high school. They're just getting started. Some of they started in November, December, but they're just really getting rolling. We got some preseason rankings that we want to look at. In the state of Alabama, the number one ranked team by the power ranking is Pinson Valley. Number two is Sparkman. Grissom, number three. Hoover, number four. Vestavia Hill is number five. Spain Park is number six. Tuscaloosa County at Northport is number seven. Those are the top seven teams in the state of Alabama based on power ranking for basketball for 22-23. For the state of Georgia, we'll give a shout out to Eagles Landing. They're ranked number one in the power ranking. We have Keel ranked number two. Skill Factory ranked number three. Grayson High School ranked number four. Newton High School ranked number five. Milton High School, Alexander High School ranked number seven. Wheeler High School ranked number eight. Pebble Brooks is ranked number nine. And the number 10 team in the power ranking for the state of Georgia, Sandy Creek. So congratulations to each one of those teams in the state of Georgia for being ranked in the power ranking based truly, truly as they begin to put the seasons together. They're early in the season, but these are the teams that are competing at a high level. So we give a shout out. In the state of Florida, Columbus High School is ranked number one. Olympia is ranked number two. Winter Haven is ranked number three. Montevideo Academy is ranked number four. Orlando Christian Prep is ranked number five, along with Providence School ranked number seven. Sagamon High School is ranked number eight. Marder Lake Academy is ranked number nine. Revere Prep is ranked number 10. And Florida State University High School is ranked in that last spot. So that's a shout out to the teams in Florida. Congratulations so far being ranked in the power ranking. And as we get ready to wrap this up, I want you truly think about that. If you know someone that's a graduate of Georgia or a fan of Georgia, give them a shout. You know, my wife and I, we had a little bet going even last year that, Georgia would beat Alabama. Georgia did beat Alabama. So I had my Georgia shirt. And since Alabama didn't make it, I'm going to wear my Georgia shirt until they get an opportunity in 23. So we will continue. So I'm going to say, go, dog. My wife said, let the big dog eat. So the big dog's been eating. And they're going to continue to eat. Congratulations to University of Georgia on back-to-back national champion. Man, it's been awesome tonight. I want to thank each and every one of you all for joining me. Hopefully we shared something that affected you in your neighborhood, your school, your university. But our biggest focus is historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school. We include in there from time to time. So we want to give a shout out to each and every one of you all joining me. Thank you so much for taking time. I want you to make sure if you're on Instagram or either page of Instagram, this Haruk underscore industry, check them out. And that's HAROOKH underscore industry. Have some awesome, awesome paraphernalia, apparel. Check them out. Go to Facebook or go to Instagram, type them in. That's HAROOKH underscore industries. Type them in and you can see what they offer you in your organization or the Divine Nine and other, they provide other services as well in regards to printing things for you. Check them out. I want to give them a shout out. I want to give a shout out to the partnership of the Zetas and the Sigma, the Blue and White Family down in Greenville, Alabama. That's Lambda Delta Zeta Chapter of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, working together to celebrate the founders. On Monday, January the 16th at 5 o'clock p.m. in the East Event Center, located at 562 West Commerce Street, Greenville, Alabama. The mission is $25 for Zetas and $15 for Sigma. The attire is blue and white casual. If you have a check or you have a money order, that you can make contact with the members and if you're in that area. If not, you can cash out. Make it easier, cash out. That's $GBIL. G as in good. That's GBIL Zetas. That's GBILLEZETAS. That's Cash App. Or paypal.me Z5B GBIL. It starts at 5 o'clock. It's a dinner. And it's a social hour to sit down and just communicate. Check them out. Celebrating founders. It's more or less we're going to honor the legacy of our founders and celebrating service. That's how I think. And I tell you, it's been awesome. Now, we're going to come back and hit your heart, and it's truly what we're going to make it do. Now, on Monday, since it's Founders Day, we will not have a Monday show talking real to you prime time. We'll come back in 2 weeks. But we will have a Tuesday show, the Dr. Lowe Show. We will come at you, and we're going to be grinding hard. Then we'll do a Wednesday show, which is going to be quite exciting. Tell the truth. The Tuesday show, as I said, Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, 1 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Our Wednesday night show, Tell the Truth, prime time, is at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check us out. We're going to follow up on that topic that we had last night. It was marriage is fading. And we're going to talk about it. The host with the most will be here to make sure she share her thoughts and articulate with people typing and sending messages through our means of Instagram or Facebook. That's Lisa F. Levine. We'll be hosting Tell the Truth Prime Time, and I'll be there co-hosting with her. The host with the most, Lisa Levine, on Wednesday night, Tell the Truth Prime Time. I tell you, it's been awesome. I really enjoy the opportunity to come before you. We'll give a shout out to Charlie's Angel. Thank you so much for taking time to be part of it. And we are going to start next week giving away, we got some books over here that our authors have been on the show that we purchasing. I got some more by order that I have available and get to you. Shocker Blue 5 joining us. Thank you so much, Shocker Blue, for joining us. So we'll be giving away books. We're going to be giving away some gift cards next week as well. So join us. Make sure you get your cash out. Let me say that. Make sure you get your name in first, along with the transaction. It can be cash out or PayPal or Venmo or Zelle. Send it to Lorenza D. Smith, 15@gmail.com. If you're on the show tonight, type it in here, and I'll have it in the comment section. Or send it by a comment to me. You want your name and a means of transaction. So you can register for the giveaways that we have. Yes, we just gave away our major trip to Cancun, Mexico, but we'll be having one come up in the spring. So get your name in and register. It's not a number of times you can win. If you win one time, we put it back in the pot, check it up, roll it around, and if you pull it out again, you win it. It's a free for everybody, an opportunity for everybody. So have an awesome rest of the night. Truly, I want to tell you all, God has blessed us to be before you again. Real excited about being here. I want to tell you I love you. Truly love you. It comes from my heart. Comes from my heart. So what we want you to do is know that WBSW Radio, the internet station where number one, loves you. And truly, as we close out, we want you to know that hashtag be responsible. I was, you know, recently I did the fourth shot, which is the second booster, and it got the best of me. And I tell you all that it won't affect you. It won't put you down. And I'm really still working through my voice and constantly dealing with some drainage. And it is what it is. But I felt a need that I need to get that last, hopefully it's the last, at this time, that vaccine. And I did the fourth shot, which was the second booster shot. So truly, it was exciting. So as we close out, we want to leave you with not only hashtag responsible, hashtag keep on grinding, hashtag communicate for understanding, and we truly, truly want you to know that we love you, as I said. We truly love you. And let you know that we love you. Also, want you to know that Jesus loves you. We don't own the rights to the music, but we want to play to let you know that Jesus loves you. Come on now.
Father, help your children.